Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
When it comes to public policy, sometimes even the best of intentions can go up in smoke. Such was the saga of medical marijuana in Montana and the court decision that took effect Wednesday that will force most medical marijuana providers to close up shop. As you recall, back in 2004, Montana voters passed a ballot initiative that provided relief to sick and dying patients through the legal use of medical marijuana. The ballot initiative passed by a wide margin because the people of Montana are caring and compassionate, and no one wants to see anyone suffer. The law then lay dormant for years before medical marijuana dispensaries suddenly burst on the scene. It was an overnight sensation, and it looked like a modern version of the Wild West. And the only law in force seemed to be the law of unintended consequences. Everyone wanted to be compassionate, but no one really thought this through. In addition to over 1,000 dispensaries, large commercial grow operations started up. Legal use required a doctor's exam and a medical marijuana card. This resulted in unscrupulous doctors holding traveling clinics where cards were passed out by the hundreds. Then there were the phone clinics where someone could call in with their symptoms, no physical exam needed. Some doctors passed out thousands and thousands of cards. The compassionate people of Montana were overwhelmed. We had no idea so many people in the state suffered from chronic illness or were terminally ill. In fact, there weren't. Perfectly healthy people, aided by unscrupulous doctors, were getting their cards to cover their drug habit, but it didn't stop there. So many providers were competing for such a small market that excess product became a problem, and like many good entrepreneurs, they found secondary markets. Law enforcement in surrounding states said Montana was the major source of illegal marijuana coming into their states. And here at home, Montana became the state with the highest rate of marijuana use by 14-year-olds. Teachers said that the number of kids showing up stoned in school had increased dramatically, and the people of Montana finally had enough. What began as an effort to be compassionate was beginning to look more like an electorate that had been played. Some even said the complete legalization of marijuana had been the goal all along. Under public pressure, the legislature stepped in and attempted to strike a compromise. They removed the profit incentives so that only those growers who were truly altruistic would stay in business, and only those patients who were truly sick would get the product. After years of legal wrangling and a decision by the Montana Supreme Court, the legislature's actions were finally upheld. 2 days ago, they took effect, and industry sources said nearly all of the providers will close their doors. The new law limits providers to no more than 3 patients, doctors who prescribe to more than 25 patients a year must be automatically reviewed, and all marijuana advertising is banned. Montana no longer looks like the Wild West of marijuana. Instead, it looks more like the original intent of the voter-passed initiative. We'll see if that's still the case after voters consider a new initiative in November. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.